We'll start again from Omar Shmuel, the bottom of Kufiyud Amid Beis. Omar Shmuel, Kol Hamazug Mitzarev Chutz Min Hamayim. Shvam says, Kol Hamazug Im Shosa Yayin Mazug. You drank wine that was diluted. V'Acher Kach Shosa Mashke Mazug Acher. Then you drank a different diluted drink. Hamazug Mitzarev Bein L'Rav Bein L'Tova. So the two are Mitzarev, either to make zugos or to break zugos. Since they're both diluted, they're mitzaref. Chutz, okay, we didn't get here yet. Chutz min amayim. But water is not considered, you can't dilute water. Okay? Rav Yochanan Amar afilu mayim. Possible to dilute water. Amar apapa lo amar nele chamimi lego kriri or kriri lego chamimi. How do you dilute water? If you have hot water that you pour cold water into, or cold water that you pour hot water into, that's called diluting water. So diluted water also, there's a din of zugosin. The Rashbam chutz mikriri bechamimi vechamimi kriri tohalo mezigei. Right? Dimin ninhu. Mali kriri mali chamimi. Mikomako min echadhu. The shame echadhu. Im shasa betchila yayin mazug ein elu mitstartin lo. Right, but if they're mamish one water into water, cold into cold, hot into hot, that's not mazuk. Okay. Aval chamimi lego chamimi, ukri lego kri rilo. But if hot into hot and cold into cold, not. But hot into cold or cold into hot is by water also considered mazuk. Omrei shlokish, arba dvorim ha'oso son doma barosho. Person who does one of these four things is liable for his own death. Mishrai ben afsho, elohein, hanifna ben deka lakoso. A person who goes to the bathroom between a palm tree and a wall. The ha'over ben shnei dekalim, and a person who passes between two palm trees. The ha'shov samayim she'ulim, and he drinks water that was borrowed from someone else. The ha'over amayim shvuchim, and he passes over, he walks over water that was poured out. The ha'filu shofchaso ishto, even if his wife poured them out. The fun of him. She poured out in his face, still it's a sakana to walk over it. Now the Gemara is going to describe what the conditions are for each of these things. Hanifna mein dekala kosolo amora nel delesli arba amos. Aval isli arba amos lesnambo. That's only when there's not arba amos between the dekel and the kosol, because shadim, we'll see in the sugyas that come up, live around palm trees. And if you're nifna between the dekel and the kosel, and there's not arba amos, there's no place for the shade to go, so they get upset and they start up with the person. But if there's arba amos and they have room to move around, they don't get upset. The chilesli arba amos lo amar nel delekad dirchachrina. Even if there's not arba amos, that's only where there's no other path. If there's another path, then the shade will take the other path. Aval ikad dirchachrina less than both. There's another path, and you're not obstructing the shade, then there's no danger. The ha'over ben shnei dekalim lo amrin el delo paskin rishus harabin. Avo paskin rishus harabin less than both. If there's a rishus harabin that passes between these two palm trees, right, then there's no problem of walking between them. Hasho samayim she'ulim lo amrin el deshailin ukotin. The only time that drinking borrowed water is if a cotton borrowed them from someone else. Avo god less than both. If a god will borrow them from someone else, you can drink them. Vafilu shalinu kot nomi lo amren ela besoda delo shchichi avo beir de shchichi leslin ba. And that's only if a cotton borrowed the water and it was in the soda where the water isn't shchiach. But if it's in the city where you get any water, then it's not a problem. Vafilu besoda nomi lo amren ela maya avo chamra v'shichra leslin ba. It's only water, but not beer or wine. Vahover amayim shvuchim lo amren ela delaf sekinu biafra. The walking over water that was poured out is only if you didn't put some sand over it. Velo tof behu rokor, you didn't spit into it. Avalavskinu o tof behu rokor lesnamba. But if you put sand over it or you spit into it, then it's no problem to walk over it. Velo amren el delo avar alayu shimsha. Velo avar alayu shisa nigri. Avalo avar alayu shimsha, avar alayu shisa nigri lesnamba. That's only where a day hasn't passed where the water has been poured out. Or 60 people, or somebody hasn't walked over it 60 steps. There hasn't been 60 steps walked over it. But if either of those things happen, then there's no problem. V'lo amrin el de lo rochiv chamra. It's only if you pass over it where you're walking mamish on the ground. But if you're riding on a donkey, v'lo siyam misani, and also if you don't have shoes on. But avo rochiv chamra, if you're riding on a donkey, the siyam misani, or you're wearing shoes, less than ba. Then there's no problem. All these things that make walking over water not a problem, or all the other things not a problem, it's only where there's no extra chash of kshafim, only shadim. For shadim, these aren't a danger if they have the conditions that we mentioned. But for kshafim, they're all dangerous because they are vulnerable to kshafim. Even if all these conditions that are favorable, still it's a danger. So the Rav, the Rashbam, Arba Dvarim Yishum Ruach Ra, Lekam Meforesh Tu Chad Echad. All these things are dangerous because of Ruach Ra. Ruach Ra means a shade. Eled Lohavi Arba Amos. You didn't leave space for the shade. You're going to the bathroom and you're obstructing the shade who walks between the wall and the dekel. There's another path, even if there's not Arpa Amas, but there's another way of getting around, then it's also okay, not obstructive. Because there's no other path, then you're obstructing the shade. But if there's a Rishus HaRavim there, between the two Dekalim, then you can walk between two Dekalim. Lesley Rishus LaHazik. Since there's a Rishus HaRavim, the shade can't damage when there's a Rabim around. Shein lo ligzlos HaRavim. He has no right to obstruct a path that's Rishus HaRavim. Velo amran deshor alamayim ela besodet, velo shrichei mayim. Right, the only time that there's a ruach ra on water that's borrowed is in the sada, where there's not a lot of water. Well, masra nafshal ishtos, and the shade wants that water. So if somebody else takes it, he's stealing it from the shade. Deloat sakinu biafra, and walking on water that was poured out is only a sakana if you didn't put earth over it. Shelo pizra alein offer. Gomud misani niska, we didn't get it yet, okay. Hahu Gavra, the Rochiv Chamra, the Siyam Misani, there was a guy riding on a donkey and with shoes on, the Gomud Misani Vitsavi Kari, and he went over water that was poured out, and there was a kshafim over there, and he was damaged. And his, what's it called, his shoes shrunk, and his feet, got withered. Rashbam Misani Skavtsu Amin Alayim, Gomud Misani, his shoes, because of the shadim, or because of the kshafim, the shoes shrunk, the tzavukari yovshu raglav, his feet dried out, they got the blood supply got cut off. Tana Rabbana, shlosha ein mematzin velo mismatzin ve'eluhein. Three things you don't walk between, and you don't have your what's it called, you don't walk where they're between you. In other words, it's the following three things. Ve'eluhein, hakelev, you don't walk between two dogs, nor do you have two people walk with a dog in between. Ve'hadeko, you don't walk between two palm trees, date palms, nor do you have you don't have two people walking with a date palm between them. Ve'ha'ish, and women, same thing, can't walk between two women. Or two men walk with a woman in between, in the middle. The Yesh Omrim Afa Chazir, some people say the same thing applies to a Chazir. The Yesh Omrim Afa Nachash, also a snake. Lo Mimatzim, Lo Yavru Bein Anoshim. Velo Mismatzim, Velo Yavru Ish Echod Bein Shnei Klovim Bein Shnei Noshim Bein Shnei Dekolim. It's also a Sakana because of Shadim, because of Ruach Ra. Some say that this Isser, that's an Isser, but the Sakana only exists. The Gemara in Hurrius also says there's another problem to this. Aside from Sakana, it also makes you forget your learning. So, and some say that the Gemara is going to say there's a Takana for the danger, but there may be no Takana for forgetting your learning. So, how is it Mutter? Like, where are the cases where it's Mutter to walk between two women? So some say that if one of the women is standing and one's sitting, it's okay. Only if both of them are standing or both of them are sitting is a problem. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky held that if the women are talking to each other, they have a shaykhus to each other, then it's a problem. But if they have no shaykhus to each other, they're each one's minding their own business, and you stand walk between them is also okay. Others hold that what's it called, that if there's a merchuk of dalet amos between them, that's also okay. Others hold that if everybody's walking, then it's okay too. It's only if they're standing still and you're walking between them, then it's a problem. But if everybody's walking, like walking in the street, to walk between two women, especially if they have no shaykhus to each other, just stam, you walk, and two women are walking, and they have no shaykhus to each other, right, then there's also no problem. Okay. Some also hold that if it's your relatives, it's not a problem. Your wife, your children. Some hold that if it's a cotton, it's not a problem. Those are possible exceptions. Okay. The imimatsi, maitakanti. What happens if you find that you walk between these two things, right? What do you do? Also, it's only a problem if one man walks between two women. But if two men together, side by side, walk between two women, is no problem. So what happens if you do? You find yourself, you just walk between two women. In the way that there's no exception. Maitakanti, so what do you do to misaken it? And again, some hold this only helps the gabi the sakana, but it doesn't help not to forget your learning. Omra papa, niftach be'el v'nafsik be'el. You start a pasuk that starts with ale, it ends with ale. Inami niftach below v'nafsik below. You start a pasuk that starts with the word lo and ends with the word lo. So the Rashbam learns a psukim. Niftach be'el v'nisayim be'el el motziyo mi mitzrayim, right? Ki soafos hori, what's it called? Soafos re'im lo. But it's somehow it ends with le. Ki lo nachash bi Yaakov ad po'el el till the end of that pasuk. Ma po'al el. So you start with el and you end with el. Niftach below mitzrayim below lo ish el v'chazev ad v'lo yukimenu. So you start with a pasuk that starts with lo and ends, doesn't end mamish with lo, but it's close to the end. They say the chora, how can you use psukim to protect yourself? Not a lot of the merate with psukim or whatever, but the Gemara says that, what's it called, the Marsha says in a few places that you can't use it for a fua, but you can use it to protect yourself, that you shouldn't get damaged. So here the damage didn't come yet. You're not taking away a damage, you're protecting for a damage. And others learn that it's not psukim. You say a tefillah, what's it called? You say the keil erech apayim that we say before, what's it called, Hotzoas HaTorah on Monday and Thursday, which starts with keil and ends with keil. Rov rachamecha keil is the end. So it's not psukim, it's tefillahs. Okay. Hani betrayed the mitzvah lo isha nida. Right, if people, what's it called, walk between a, what's it called, a woman who's a nida, im tchilas nidasa hi horegas echad meyem. If it's the beginning of her nidas, one of them she's going to kill. Im sof nidasa hi meriva osa b'neim. Again, this is a sakana, so because shaydim hang around there, and they're going to cause fights between the people. The Vilna Gaon says a cute word. He says that when Esther heard what Haman was planning, Pirsa Nida, but Chischalchal Esther. That's why she invited Haman and Achashverosh to the party. She was planning on passing between them, and if it would be still the beginning of her Nida, then one of them would die. And what's it called? And if the end of her Nida, she caused a fight between them, so she'd save the Yidden in that way. Okay. Maitakante. Right. So what's the Takana if Nida passed between niftach be'el v'nafsik be'el, a pasuk or a tefillah that starts with ale it ends with ale, and that will remedy it. Hani tre, or it will protect you. Hani tre nashi diyasim parshas drachim Chada b'hai gisa the shvila, v'chada b'idich gisa, u'mechavnen apayu lahadadi. If you go and you see two women sitting on the opposite sides of a road, and they're facing each other, then vade b'kshofim asikun. You can be sure that they are osik and kshofim, and it's dangerous to walk between them. My takante, so what's the takon if you did? Iika dircha chrina lezulbath. There's another way of going. Go that way. Don't go between them. The leka dircha chrina, iika inish chrina bahadei ninkantuli avdehu bahadei hadadei. And here again, it's talking mistam in a case where they're more than arba'amas away, so there's no danger to walk between them stam. And they're also not talking to each other, whatever. But it's a danger of kshati. So here, the etza is, take somebody else with you, and put your hand in his hand, and go together, holding hands, between these two women, and the kshofim then will have no effect. The leka in shachar, if you don't have anybody, you're alone, so you have nobody else to take. Neimahachi, then you should say the following incantation. Igeres ozlas asya blusya biskatla b'cheik kavol. Right? Igeres is the name of a shade, Igeres masmachlas. Ozlas asya blusya miskatla b'cheik kavol. So the Rashbam said it's an incantation, but it means something. Igris ozla usya blusya osen shadim sha'aten oskos b'hem b'kshofim. Those shadim called Igeres, Azla, Usya, and Blusya, Niskatlim b'cheik kovel, kvar harugim hem b'chitzim. They're already killed with arrows. It's an incantation. You're not telling them what happened. You're saying it, and by saying it, it makes it a fact. Kmo umochi kovlu, kach shom rabbeinu mi rabo, v'rabo mi pi rabbeinu gershom. What this means. They already got their arrows in them. Okay. Hai man de poga be'itza be'idne de salka mitvilas mitzvah. Person chances upon a woman that just got out of the mikveh. E who called the mishamish, if he goes home and he, what's it called, has relations before she does, achtele lididei ruach znunim, then he is going to be overtaken by a shade that's going to make him ruach znunim, is that's going to give him a taiva. Ihi kadma mishamsha, if she goes home and has relations first, achta lo ledido ruach znunim, she's going to get a shade that's going to make her have a taiva. Maitakante, so what do you do to prevent that if you happen to chance upon a woman coming out of the mikveh? Leimahachi, shofech booz al nivi al nedivim vayatein betohu lo derech. Say this incantation. See the Rashbam. Igeres he igeres basmachlis shem sheda. Okay, there's no Rashbam here. Okay. In any case, they say that Rabbi Yochanan used to sit so the women would come out of the mikveh and look at him first. And he would, what's it called, they would have children who were handsome. So how did he do it? L'chorsa sakana. So some say Rabbi Yochanan, since he was such a tzaddik, and to him it didn't make it have any effect, so he wasn't going to be affected by this ruach znunim. Others say that it's only if you happen to chance upon a woman whose mamish coming out of the mikveh unclothed. Right? You, what's it called? The woman went to the river, and you happen to be passing by, fishing. And there's this woman coming out of the river. Then it's a problem. But if she's coming out of the mikveh building dressed, that's not a problem. Others say Rabbi Yochanan wasn't poga, he didn't happen to chance upon it, he sat there bedafka. Then it's not a problem. It's only a problem if it happens by chance.
Okay. What is the takana altogether? I mean,
The takana is that then, no matter who has relations first, that ruach znunim is not going to get to you. That shade's not going to.
What's wrong with ruach znunim?
What's wrong with ruach znunim?
She's going home to have relations.
No, so ruach znunim is not. No, she'll have the relations, and then afterwards she's going to have taiva, and it's going to lead her to maybe do a chait with somebody else. And then the same thing with the man. Right. Right, she has relations first, and it's okay. Amr Rabbi Yitzchak, my dechsiv gam keelich begates al mavis lo ira rokiatra imadi zeh hayoshin betzel dekel yechidi. Right? What's gates on Mavis? Usually date palms are in a valley. So what's gates on Mavis? A valley of death. Right? So the gates on Mavis is if you sleep in the shade of a lone date palm. Uvitzel Levana, or in the shade of the moon. Uvitzel Dek, what's okay, one second. That's only if there's no other date palm in the vicinity where the shades overlap. There's another date palm around that the shades overlap, is no problem. Where's the case that it says if you sleep in the shadow of a date palm, or what's it called, in a chotzer, or you sleep in the shade of the moon, so you're liable for your own death? Why does it say chotzer? If there's no other dekel around that the shades overlap, then it's a sakon even the sada, not the chotzer. Why does it say chotzer? In a chotzer, even if there's another dekel where it's close enough that the shades will overlap, still it's a sakana. In the sada, it's only a sakana if there's no other dekel around where the shades overlap. It's only if the shade comes from the west, but if it comes from the east, from the moon, it's not a problem. It's in the beginning of the month or the end of the month. There's no dekel within, I guess, for Amos. It's called Samuch. But Sila Shalavana, Inami Aholich Belailuk, Shalavana Zorachas, Luhailuk Betzilak Solim. He sleeps in the shade that the moon makes on the walls. Right? The moon causes, when it's a full moon, and it's a dark night, and there's no artificial light, so the moon casts a shadow, not from date palms or from walls. Shederach hashedim lalach b'layla. Shedim go out at night. Uvizman shalavona zorachas misyorin lelach b'makom ha'or v'holchim b'makom atzel. And the shedim avoid light. So if you're going to walk in the shadows, that's where the shedim are. Tula de chavrei mish dekel acher somach lo mistalekas hashed le dekel acher veinam azikaso. So if you're sleeping in the shade of this dekel, but there's another dekel that has shade, the shade will go into the shade of the chotzer shamakum tzar shein lo derech lintos yamin esmo. However, if it's in a chotzer where the shade doesn't have room to find other shade, so then what's it called? Then it's the shora love mazikaso. Then stay where he is. And you're taking up the same shade that the shade is supposed to take up, and it's a problem. Uvetzila shelavana lo amar nela b'marava, hayne b'sof hachodesh. When does the moon cast a westerly shade? In the end of the month. Shalavana zorachas mizrach, because then the moon is in the east, so it casts a shadow to the west. Dimshoche veitzel kosel etzara mariv havei hatzel b'mariv. Avamadincha hayne tchilos hachodesh. In the beginning of the month, the moon is in the west, and then it casts an easterly shadow. Shalavan is a rachas b'marav, also tzel b'mizrach. Kigon sheshoche v'etzel kosel mitzara mizrach. You're sleeping on the other side of the wall, and the light's coming from over the wall and casting a shadow towards the side opposite the moon.